Hey there, and welcome to another episode of the English with Peter podcast. Today, I'm going to share with you five of my favorite quotes and what they mean to me. I will go into a deep dive on each of the quotes and explain some vocabulary terms that you might not know. I just used the term deep dive, and a deep dive refers to a detailed examination, analysis of a topic, question, etc. And here are some examples. We'll go into a deep dive on each of these topics in the presentation. The documentary Emotion took a deep dive into how negative emotions affect our mental and physical health. Moving on. This episode, it's not going to be so much about the English language, but rather about lifestyle stuff and quotes that I hope will inspire you. So, without further ado, let's start with today's episode. My first quote is, "Our thoughts create a reality." So simple, yet so true. If you don't like your reality, you have the power to change it. But I don't mean changing the circumstances. I mean changing your perspective of your reality. Because your mind is the most powerful tool you have. And you can be the CEO of your mind. Or if you think positively and look at the bright side and ignore negative thoughts. Because to tell the truth, our mind is wired for negative thoughts such as fear, anxiety, anger, etc. But these negative thoughts are there to help you to survive and be alert to danger, even though a lot of anxieties and fear we have are irrational. But the bottom line is that you can have a better life having positive thoughts because your brain will start to believe those. However, this negative to positive thinking shift won't happen overnight. It takes perseverance and always refraining from negative thoughts. I just used the noun CEO, and CEO refers to the chief executive officer. To put it more simply, it means the person with the most important position in a company. So if you are the CEO of the company, you're the most important person of that company. For example, the CEO of Amazon is Jeff Bezos, or the CEO of Tesla is Elon Musk. The next quote is, "Yesterday is history, tomorrow may never come, and today is a gift," which is why we call it the present. It's a quote from the movie Kung Fu Panda, and this is also one of my favorite quotes because so often we get caught up in regrets of the past and worries about the future, and we really forget that we only have now, and the present moment is the only thing we can control. A study recently found out that the average person spends 50% of their time awake daydreaming about the future and the past, living in our heads instead of focusing on the present and being mindful. That is a lot of our times, and I'm not saying that it's wrong to think about the future or the past. In fact, if you ask me, it's important to look back and learn from our mistakes because you can learn a lot of lessons from the past. Similarly, I also think it's important to have goals or ambitions for the future because it gives you a sense of purpose and direction in life. But everything in moderation. I think that we forget sometimes what it means to live in the present and just enjoy it and be grateful for it. Well, moving on. The next quote is, "If you look at what you have in life, you'll always have more. If you look at what you don't have in life, you'll never have enough." This is a quote from Oprah Winfrey, and for me, this quote is spot on. So often we get caught up in our heads wishing that we would have this and that, comparing our lives to the highlight reels of the fake lives of people on Instagram or on social media. And however, this mindset will bring us nothing but life satisfaction and misery. However, if we look at what we do have and start to appreciate and value everything, we'll start to be much more happier. You see, there are millions of people who barely get by and have little to nothing to live, and if we think about that, we see that a lot of the things we have, we take for granted. Maybe just water, food, education, electricity. We see these are basic needs and these are privilege and a dream for the less fortunate people. So the main takeaway of this quote is that gratitude and focusing on what we do have would make us feel much more happier and start to attract abundance in life. Now I'm going to go over some of the terms that I used in this quote. I use the term spot on, and this means exactly right or correct. You can also say dead on, which means the same as spot on. So exactly right or correct. For example, you could say, how old do you reckon she is? And your friend could say, I'd say 38. And if your friend already knows what age she is, you could say spot on. This means exactly right. Or she can do a dead-on imitation of her boss. I also used the noun abundance, and abundance is a noun and refers to the situation in which there is more than enough of something. For example, an abundant life refers to a life full of joy, happiness, in which you have enough of everything and you don't need anything else. Okay, moving on. The next quote is, change your attitude and it will change your life. This is actually quite similar to the second quote, but anyway, I really like this quote, especially if you're going through a tough time and you feel that your life is out of control and you can't change everything. And sometimes you can change the situation, but sometimes you don't. However, you do have the power to change your attitude toward life. Let's say that you lost your job because of COVID-19. It's so easy to get trapped in a negative mindset, beating yourself up, but this is really counterproductive. You also have the power to say, okay, I lost my job, I acknowledge it, I'm upset, but I can't change the situation. I can change my attitude though and see what I can learn from this or what I can do. Because, you know, when one door closes, another door opens, and at first it may be difficult to see it, but then, looking in hindsight, everything will start to make sense. Now I'm going to go over some of the vocabulary terms that you may not know. The first of all is hindsight, and this refers to the ability to understand an event or situation only after it has happened. For example, in hindsight, I should have invested more at that time. In hindsight, I shouldn't have spent all that money on clothes and unnecessary things. I also use the adjective counterproductive, and this means having the opposite of the desired effect. For example, the way I see it and many other scientists, diets and weight loss plans are counterproductive. I don't know if you heard, but diets have a 90% five failure rate. Like, what? That's a lot! Because even though the goal is to lose weight, sometimes you end up gaining even more weight than before. This is because when we diet, our metabolism slows down, so when we reach our weight goal and start eating normally, you will inevitably gain more weight and even more than you started. Sometimes it's kind of a vicious cycle. Well, sorry, I went off on a tangent, so let's move on. And by the way, if you go off on a tangent, you start talking about something that is unrelated to the original subject. For example, you could say, in the middle of the meeting, Jeff went off on a tangent about his daughter's basketball game. Well, now yes, moving on. One of the last quotes but one is, your mind is a garden. Your thoughts are seeds that you plant. You can grow flowers or you can grow weeds. You decide. Flowers, in this case, will refer to positive thoughts, whereas weeds would refer to negative thoughts. And I think that's true because our mind is like a garden and you can plan whatever you want. You're the master of your thoughts. And be careful what you allow into your mind, because over time, your mind will actually start to believe everything you say. And the thoughts you think grow into your garden. If you're feeling anxious, scared, angry, frustrated, and not taking any action to stop these feelings, then you're watering your weeds. However, if you make a conscious effort to be happy, stay grateful, and be kind, calm, you're going to be watering flowers. And I'm not saying it's easy to have a beautiful garden in the mind, I mean, but it's totally possible. It all boils down to being mindful of your negative thoughts, and after identifying, let them go so that positive thoughts are like more abundant. And just a quick note, in British English you would say garden, but in American English you would say yard, like the backyard or the front yard of a house. And now let's go over a bonus quote, and it is, I've had a lot of worries in my life, most of which never happened. It is from Mark Twain, and by the time he wrote this quote, he must have been very old and wise. So, and I think that's true because oftentimes we get caught up in fear, anxiety, worry about something that may or may not happen in the future. And as the quote says, sometimes we worry so much about things and it turns out that these things never happens. So why worry about the future when you don't know if it's going to happen? So yeah. And last but not least, I wanted to share with you three more quotes related to worrying, but I'm not gonna explain what I think they mean. I'll leave it up to you. So the first of all is, if there's no solution to the problem, then don't waste time worrying about it. If there's a solution to the problem, then don't waste time worrying about it. The next quote, worrying does not take away tomorrow's troubles. It takes away today's peace. And the last quote about worrying, worrying is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but doesn't get you anywhere. And that's everything that I have for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode, which was kind of different, but anyway, I hope you liked. And yeah, I'll see you tomorrow. Bye!